On Albert Einstein College of Medicine Week, a better way to diagnose lupus could be on the way. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Chaim Puterman, professor of medicine, examines how to find the disease earlier.
Lupus is an autoimmune disease that causes the body's immune system to attack cells and organs. In some cases, it causes a potentially fatal condition, an inflammatory kidney disease called lupus nephritis. Medications for lupus nephritis aren't always effective, and the disease remains challenging for patients, researchers, and clinicians. One of the reasons lupus nephritis is so difficult is that the type of the disease and its expected course are not entirely predictable from standard blood and urine tests currently available. Most patients must undergo an invasive kidney biopsy so doctors can learn how to treat their disease. We've focused our translational research on developing newer and better ways to diagnose lupus, including biomarkers that may signal the presence of the disease. Improving these tools could help us diagnose the disease earlier and prevent damage from the inflammation. It also may help us develop personalized treatments for patients. In collaboration with scientists from Boehringer Ingelheim, we've studied a compound that inhibits a protein called BTK, which is elevated in lupus patients. Using mouse models, we have shown that the compound prevents kidney damage and can reverse signs of established disease. More recently, a multicenter consortium including Einstein and several other New York-based academic institutions began focusing on using single-cell RNA sequencing in the search for insights into the disease pathways of lupus nephritis. We're also investigating a protein called TWEAK that plays a role in causing neuropsychiatric symptoms in some patients. Our hope is that recent advances and ongoing work will help physicians treat their patients with lupus nephritis, offering them drugs that can relieve symptoms and reduce the disease threats to vital kidney function.
That was Chaim Puterman of the Albert Einstein College of Medicine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.